Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Good morning, Dr. Bender.
Alleluia, Andy. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Well, great to have you back in studio. You have just been on a whirlwind tour, I understand, visiting over in Wittenberg. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, welcome back, and glad to have you in studio, and hopefully we'll have a time to catch up about your trip to Wittenberg and the dedication of the old Latin school, the International Lutheran Center there someday. But today we're talking about Ascension, the festival of the Ascension of our Lord, coming up at St. Paul's in De Pere this Thursday.
Yes, that's right. 7 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, across from West County Shopping Center, Manchester and Ballas Roads. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say I'm understanding that more and more congregations are actually observing that festival on Thursday, like the actual 40th day mm-hmm. of Easter.
It is. It's something that's kind of faded away for a little while, but it's nice. I'm starting to hear more congregations are celebrating that, even more so in the evening. I know some would do that during the day, but now in the evening, after school, after work, and getting to participate. Now, the piece that we just heard, the Crown Hymn with Many Crowns, tell us about that piece.
Well, that's a piece, this setting is by Jeffrey Blursch, mm-hmm. and we're going to use it as the hymn of the day this Thursday. It's a great triumphant setting, crowning with many crowns, a lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own, and tells about his suffering, his death, his rising, and so forth like that.
What do you love about the Ascension service, Ascension Day?
Well, it is my favorite festival.
Really?
Yes, it is. It is where we live mm-hmm. between the time of Christ's ascension mm-hmm. and his return. Could be today. Wouldn't that be great?
Sure, yeah.
So I think that's one of the things. Also, the fact that it perhaps hasn't been as commercialized. I was going to get you an Ascension Day card. But
I have to tell you, I have one of those email services that remind you, like birthdays and things like that, tells you when someone's birthday or holiday is coming up. And it sent me a reminder for Ascension Day, but the picture that went with it had nothing to do with Ascension Day.
Right,
I was like,
right.
Oh, look, it's the commercialization of Ascension Day.
Good Lord, deliver us. But the point here is to encourage more and more people to come, hear the word mm-hmm. proclaimed, offer their worship and praise, receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, even though he ascended, is still bodily with us.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And that's something I think that this service, this festival reminds us. Quite often we forget that Jesus is true God and true man still.
Well, what comfort would Ascension be if he weren't no longer with us? Mm-hmm. But it is the very fact that he is. And one writer points out that actually by his ascension, he is now, he fills all things, he can be everywhere for us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, some great music. St. Paul's always has great music. And I know that you generally choose much of this, if not all of the music, as the minister of music there. And tell us about some of the other pieces you've chosen for this service.
Well, the processional hymn is going to be that very, very old hymn, Hail Thee Festival Day. Dates back to the 6th century. And just a couple of quick lines from that. Mm-hmm. Hail thee, festival day, blessed day to be hallowed forever, day when our risen Lord rose in the heavens to reign. He who was nailed to the cross is ruler and Lord of all people. Heaven her gateway unbars, flinging her increase of light. And I wanted to point out something. We will be using the hymn of praise, This is the Feast, mm-hmm. which is taken from Revelation 5, and that also happens to be the text that Pastor Glenn Thomas will be preaching on, and his focus will be the perspective from heaven's view of Christ's ascension. Mm-hmm. And, of course, John in his vision gives us quite a bit of information in that regard, too.
Very good. Well, so this is this the first piece in the lineup here that you've given me?
Which one is
this? This Entrata?
Oh, the Entrata, yes. That actually is going to be the choral prelude at the beginning, right.
Would we like to listen to a little bit of that?
If we'd like to.
Okay.
You might want to cue up. It's got a pretty long introduction.
Let's see. Cue it up. Okay. Let's see if I've got it here. Is that correct?
You know, that brings to mind some words of O.P. Kretzmann, where he said, on the other side, all the trumpets sounded. And it was just wonderful. You could got that little excerpt that you played, you know, mm-hmm. certainly brought underscored that thought, too.
I love trumpets in the divine service, especially in festival services. Now, if you put trumpets with timpani, that even better.
Okay, we'll do that.
Who will be presenting music? I know you have several choirs and musicians at St. Paul's.
Well, our adult choir and our school choirs will mm-hmm. both be participating, as well as we'll have a small orchestra of strings, woodwinds, percussion, okay, trumpets, and other brass and so forth, plus organist Melissa Niemeyer, our minister uh-huh. of music, or associate, is going to be also playing the organ. So we're looking forward to it.
How many people? That's a lot of people. Any idea how many people are involved in assisting with in serving in music there?
Well, on this particular occasion, probably 70 or 80.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Which is why we enlarged our balcony too. That was very, very helpful.
Well, what a blessing. What a blessed challenge to have to enlarge the balcony because you have so many musicians, so many gifted and talented musicians to present great music.
Well, thankfully, we also had the ability to do that mm-hmm. in terms of the physical structure of the church. A lot of others would like to do that, but
sure.
there are some confinements there.
Well, very good. Other selections that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, the school choir is going to be singing a familiar setting of the Te Deum, written by Healy Willen, We Praise Thee, O God. And, of course, the Te Deum itself is also a canticle of praise. Mm-hmm. And then they are going to be singing, the school choir at the offering, they're going to be singing a piece by Jerry Coleman, which is kind of our signature piece, Christ is with me everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. So again, it expresses that even though he's ascended into heaven, he is still with us, you know, and that's a great comfort. And to have that, mm-hmm. those words on the lips and in the hearts of even children is a great blessing.
Very good. Shall we play a little bit of the Te Deum?
Okay.
We could play just a little bit. I know you sent us some of that as well. Now, this is a selection from a congregation, I believe, in California, I think, Concordia, Oakland.
Well, that was obviously a recording from a live performance. You
yes.
heard some coughing and so forth, but if come Thursday night, you can hear another live performance of that piece.
And hopefully not much coughing. Well, that's the nice thing about coming together for divine service. It is live music. It's not a pre-recorded.
It's contemporary, right there.
Exactly.
It's right in the moment.
It's live music, and there's something just magnificent about coming together with brothers and sisters in Christ and singing praise to God, making music together, and celebrating all the gifts that God has given us, especially in His risen and ascended Lord Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. And one other selection, I believe. Was there one other piece? Oh, we have the
right.
One more selection.
Right. And our closing hymn is going to be what is normally the hymn of the day, mm-hmm. Up Through Endless Ranks of Angels, that great text by the late Jerry Vida, who, by the way, his 7th anniversary of his death was just 2 days ago on May 10th. But this is a wonderful view, too, of the Ascension mm-hmm. and our response to that and so forth. But an Ascension leads us into the next great festival of the church year, which is Pentecost. Mm-hmm. And so we want to start around stanza 3, in which we pray for the Spirit coming, the Lord sending His Spirit to be with us.
Very good. And before we go to that, I want to make sure that we give all the details about the service coming up on Thursday, May 14th, 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
At St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. That's right by I-270 in Manchester Road, right at that, pretty close to that intersection.
Just east of 270, mm-hmm. right?
Very good. 7 p.m. in the main sanctuary there. And anything else, any other information we need before we go to this last selection?
Well, no, except that our seniors are providing a strawberry social afterwards, so there you can have not only the wonderful feast of the service itself, but then a little dessert, too.
A strawberry social. Now, right. what does that entail? Obviously, strawberries.
Strawberries, shortcake, ice cream, and so forth like that.
What a treat.
Now people are listening.
Ascension Day Festival Divine Service at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Thursday, May 14th, 7 p.m. You can find more on their website, stpaulsdepere.org, or 314-822-0447. Mark, thanks so much for being our guest today. And remind me again what this last selection is that we have to share as we go out.
Yes, this is a setting by David Schack of Jaroslav Vajda's Up Through Endless Ranks of Angels.
Very good. Thanks for being our guest today, Mark.
Thank you.